What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I'm excited. We actually asked you guys on Instagram what you wanted me to talk about on the podcast, and we got back 40 different responses that were actually really, really good. So I've got the next 40 episodes lined out. No, just kidding. But I do have a bunch that I want to share. And so today's question I'm going to be answering is how to get your first client as a funnel builder.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so as you guys know, I am a big fan of funnel building. I think that everybody should start in this industry building funnels for other people because that's the skill set everyone's got to learn. And the better you get at it, the more valuable your skill set becomes, right? And by funnel building, I don't just mean just building a funnel. Like, you got to get good at all aspects of it. You got to get good at writing copy and doing the funnel and the headline and connecting things and the graphic design and all the different pieces, right? Because you got to learn it initially. Hopefully on somebody else's dime. That's what's nice about being a funnel builder. Someone hires you and you go and you build a funnel for them and they pay you, and you do that and you keep getting better and you get better and you like hone your skill and you craft your skill sets get better and better. Your copy gets better. Your funnels get better. Your designs get better. Like, all the things get better and better and better. And during that process, as you keep getting better, hopefully you have some idea for a product or service you can sell. And now you got this funnel skill set that's already dialed in and perfected. It's ready, and then you can plug in whatever product service you have, and now you can quit being a funnel builder for other people, and you're now a funnel builder for yourself. That's the path I would do if I was to start over again. And so I think this question is really, really good. And the question, once again, was how do you get your very first client as a funnel builder? So what I would do, and I kind of did this when I decided I wanted to launch my Inner Circle coaching program. Some of you guys have heard me tell this story before. I didn't just go out there and like launch the program. I thought, I got to go and prove that I'm actually awesome at this process that I'm teaching, that I want to teach people, that I'm doing, right? And so the first thing for me is I figured, like, well, who is my dream client? And I was like, my dream client are successful entrepreneurs who need to grow their company with a sales funnel. And I started looking, like, well, who would be my dream person? If I could go and pick a client, like, that's my client, like, that's the person I want to work for. And I was, at the time, I was really big into juicing, and Drew Cannoli was this guy who I had seen Facebook a lot. He seemed really awesome. I saw his business, and it was good, and I was like, I think I can help. And so I literally went to Drew, and I volunteered to work for him for free, and then I helped them, I consulted them, we helped them build and launch their Organifi funnel, they launched it, and the rest is history, right? And I was then able to leverage that story to go and get a whole bunch of people to join my inner circle. Now, if I was gonna go and become a funnel builder, I would literally do the exact same thing. I would decide, what type of business do I want to build funnels for? Now, if it was me, I'm passionate about like authors and speakers and things like that. So I'd be like, I'm passionate about authors. So I'm going to go find someone who's got a book. I'm going to build them a book funnel, right? Or maybe you're passionate about something different. Maybe you're passionate about chiropractors or dentists or plastic surgeons or whatever, right? So I would go and I would find the person who is your dream client, like who you would love to have 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 of those people, and you want to be the funnel builder for all of them, and then find one of them. And then go and work for free. Go and find that person and be a case study. So go find the dentist down the street and say, hey, I'm gonna build out your entire funnel for you. It's not gonna cost you a penny. I just need you to help, you know, let me record you for some videos and some things I need or whatever. And go and do the work for free, right? Do it for somebody for free. Build a case study, prove that you know what you're doing. And if you can do that, you take this dentist, you launch the campaign, you get a point where you're bringing in 5 new leads a day off Facebook ads to the little funnel landing page and blah, 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 whatever it is. Now I have a case study. I take that case study and go to 500 other dentists and be like, hey, let me show you a really quick process I put together that gets my local dentist an extra 5 new clients a day and how I can do it for you as well. And then I go directly to the 500 dentists and I show them that campaign. Hey, I did this for here. I did this over here. Do you want me to do it for you too? Do you want me to do it for you too? And if I send it to 500 people, guess what? I'm probably going to get 50 that respond. And from the 50 that respond, I'm probably going to get 10 that give me money. And now my one case study turned into 10 paying clients. And so that's how I'd get my very first job as a funnel builder. Find out who is my dream client. I'd go find one of those people. And I would go work my face off for free and give and serve and work and do everything I can to make sure that person's successful. I would then take that case study, show it to the rest of my dream clients. And from there, it's just the lay down sell. Like, they're just lining up and buying all day. Literally, after I got my Drew Canole testimonial video coming back from Drew, like, this is what I did for Drew's company. And he's like, my company changed thanks to Russell. I showed that out there and boom, launching a circle. And now I've got, you know, one of the largest and the most expensive mastermind programs in the world because I built it off of the case study of my dream client. And so that's what I would do. Hope that helps for any new funnel builders. Or honestly, this is also the same process I do for almost anything. If I was selling a course, guess what I'd do? I would find a group of people, I'd take them through the course, give an amazing result, and then that would become a case study I would use to sell the course. If I was selling a physical product, guess what I would do? I'd take the physical product, give it to a couple people, build a case study off of it. The case study becomes a sales video and sell people. Like, it's the same process, right? It's results in advance. It's proving that what you can do actually works for somebody besides yourself. And that's kind of the best way to do it. So hopefully that helps any of you guys who are first-time funnel builders who are trying to build a funnel, figuring out how you can do it. But hopefully it helps all of you guys, no matter what you're selling, is go and get the case study first. And that's the best way to grow your business. Thanks again, you guys. Hope you hope this helps. And keep sending your questions, and I will continue to answer them here on the podcast. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.